Today we are going to focus on a different part of the Beis HaMikdash, on the fact that the Rambam writes that the Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 Kiddushes in Eretz Yisroel. The Chlal in the world, there are 10 Kiddushes, one higher than the other. And in the Beis HaMikdash, we know there's also Kiddushes. There's Ezes Anoshim, Ezes Yisroel, Ezes HaKoyinim, and then there's the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In Ruchnius, each part of the Beis HaMikdash was one level higher than the other. The Beis HaMikdash was the ultimate expression of Gadlus Hashem. The real Kedusha, the real Metzias of a Yid, the real Metzias of Elikus, is when the Inyonim of Elikus express itself in Gashmius as well. In other words, we always complain that when people do good, and unfortunately they have a hard time with Gashmius. Why? Because if you're getting rewarded, you want to see the reward, the Gashmius. Where do we see the Gashmius that there were different levels in the Beis HaMikdash based on the Kedusha? So we find a very interesting thing, that the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBchira Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he writes like this: Kshaada HaMikdash Kulei Lehoya B'Mishar. The Beis HaMikdash was not, it was an architectural structure that wasn't built straight. Ela Maila Bahar, it was always going up on a slant. Kshaada Nichnas Mishar Mizrachi Shar HaRabayis. When someone enters the eastern gate of the HaRabayis, then he goes to the Seif HaChel, and from there he goes up. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash Begashmius was always on a slant up. Why was it always on a slant up? And more important, why is it important that we know that it was on a slant up? But the explanation is based on what we said before. Because in the Beis HaMikdash it was seen clear that the Inyonim Ruchniim affect the Inyonim Gashmim. The same way in Ruchnius, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is higher than the Kodesh, and the Kodesh is higher than the other part, the Chayel, the Chulu. So also, the Gashmius, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on a higher level than the Kodesh, and the Kodesh was on a higher level than the place before it, even the Gashmius in space. Now, in the Kedushas itself, so we know that the Kodesh HaKadoshim had the highest Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were the Kruvim. The Kruvim, the Chazal tell us an amazing thing, that when Yidin were doing good, the Kruvim faced each other, and when they weren't doing good, the Kruvim were away from each other. Yet the Gemara describes a fascinating story, that when Titus came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he said, I'm going to go kill the Eibishter. He stuck a knife in the Pareches, and blood came out. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he saw the way the Kruvim were hugging each other. And he was totally perplexed. He didn't understand. He said, the Eibishter is upset at the Yidin. V'haraya. He's letting us destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So how is it possible that the Kruvim were hugging each other? So this was a Shiloh that he was left with. This Shiloh was a standing question for thousands of years, until the Rebbe came and explained to us why is it that the Kruvim were hugging each other at the time of the Churban. And the Rebbe explains an interesting thing, that there are two types of destruction. One type of destruction is to punish. Another type of destruction is to build. For example, you have sometimes people are upset and they break something. They're vil the chayis, they're mazikim, and they're going to go destroy a building, destroy a place. They're just upset, so because they're upset, they're going to destroy. Then you have a person that buys a house, and on that very same spot, he wants to build a palace. The problem is the house is standing there. So part of the building process is to destroy the palace. And once you destroy the house, only then can the palace be built. The Eibishter wants to give us the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. The problem is the Bayis Sheni is standing there. So therefore we have to destroy the Bayis Sheni with the intention and clear kavana to build the Bayis Shlishi. So therefore, in reality, it was really a good time. In other words, sometimes the way we look at absence is really the wrong way. The Rebbe brings a mashal of a teacher. That there's a teacher that right before, he's supposed to teach a class, and right before he enters the class, he has a new thought, how he's going to revolutionize the whole chinuch. So he takes a half hour of his time, and he's thinking, how is he going to change the whole chinuch to benefit the whole class, or the whole yeshiva, the whole world? So what happens? The kids in the class think that the teacher forsake them, if they think that the teacher is not here and that he doesn't care, and therefore they give up on the teacher, and even more unfortunate, they could leave the class. So when the teacher comes back with a whole new way of chinuch, a whole new approach to help them, either they're not interested or they're not there. Because they look at absence as something wrong. The same is true with the Churban and Golos, that sometimes it's the Eibishter preparing us for something so much greater. And Negei L'Nyaneinu, we're holding this week the Parshas Tetzaveh. And the Ma'amar Va'at Tetzaveh Rebbe teaches us an amazing thing. That sometimes you have it where Moshe Rabbeinu is lighting your candle, and it's klar, and the nefesh is bi'isgalos. So then it's easy to serve. The real test is when it's mi'erev ad boiker. The real test is that there could be a time of mizanishkin Moshe Rabbeinu, but we have to know that Moshe Rabbeinu le'yazav tzayin marisei. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us the koyach. Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing for us a new inyan, like Torah Chadasha. The Rebbe right now is working on bringing us to the Olam Chadasha with the Torah Chadasha, with the Beis HaMikdash HaChadash. The Rebbe is preparing us for an amazing thing. We have to keep on the emuna, and we have to mechazik ourselves. The worst thing is to give up now. Someone's climbing the mountain, and they're about to get to the top, and it's hard at the end. And to give up at that point is forsaking a mission from the very beginning. The Rebbe is waiting to be Nisgala, and we have to realize that the same way in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though they look like a Helen Behester, the Eibishter was showing his Ava to Knesset Yisroel. So we have to tell the Eibishter that saying Einu Liris as Malkeinu. That's our Tfiya and Taina. But we have to know that Mitzad the Rebbe is only doing this in order to give us the highest levels of Teir Chadasha Meiti Teitzei.